As predicted, the time has arrived when, if you have a view that goes against the official narrative, you're cut off from basic financial services. In mid-July 2023, Chase Bank canceled all Mercola Market Bank accounts, along with personal accounts of key staff. Unfortunately, this is just the start. Is this why Chase debanked Dr. Mercola? Analysis by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Story at a glance. In mid-July 2023, Chase Bank closed my business accounts, along with the personal accounts of my CEO and CFO, and the accounts of their spouses and children. Chase Bank has close relationships with the technocratic control network that is trying to usher in a one-world totalitarian government, and debanking is the weaponization of finance for the purpose of social control. By debanking us, Chase Bank has given people a foretaste of how central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and social credit scores will be used to control the masses. JP Morgan Chase Chief Information Officer Lori Beer became a member of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's, CISA, newly launched Cybersecurity Advisory Committee in December 2021. So, JP Morgan Chase has been advising a federal agency, CISA, on how to most effectively censor and control Americans. Chase is also the only bank represented on CISA's subcommittee on protecting critical infrastructure from misinformation and disinformation. With everything we now know about CISA's unconstitutional domestic censorship activities, it appears the weaponization of finance was part of the plan from the start, and Chase has now tested the strategy of punishment by association. Chase Bank also has intimate ties to Bill Gates and the notorious pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. These connections link the bank not only to global child sex trafficking enterprises but also to Gates' disastrous vaccine philanthrocapitalism, the hidden eugenics agenda, and the heart of the One World Government cabal, the World Health Organization. As previously reported, in mid-July 2023, Chase Bank closed my business accounts, along with the personal accounts of my CEO and CFO, both of whom have been with me for nearly 20 years, and the accounts of their spouses and children. This despite a new Florida law that specifically prohibits financial institutions from denying or canceling services based on political or religious beliefs. Lame excuses. At the time, the only reason given was that there was unexpected activity on an unspecified account. Later, a representative told reporters that account closures are typically only done for anti-money laundering purposes. 1. 2. However, no money laundering charges have ever been leveled against me, and in a real money laundering case, they seize your accounts outright. They don't instruct you to take your business elsewhere. Later, in response to an inquiry by Florida Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Patronis, a Chase spokesman replied that the accounts were closed because my business had been the subject of regulatory scrutiny by the federal government for engaging in illegal activity relating to the marketing and sale of consumer products. 3. The spokesman claimed the bank had a legal obligation to prevent funds from such activities from going through their bank. The problem with that explanation is that the last federal scrutiny of our business was when the Food and Drug Administration, in 2021, sent us a warning letter accusing us of selling vitamins C, D, and quercetin and pterostilbene advanced to mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose or cure COVID-19, in violation of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. 4. However, a warning letter is not proof of illegal activity. It's an accusation. We responded to the FDA's letter and no further action was ever taken, because we had not, in fact, violated the law. If Chase Bank insists it has a legal obligation to debank me, my employees and their families, over an old FDA warning letter, then they would also be legally obligated to debank Chase executives and employees who intentionally benefited from sex trafficking. 5. 6. 7 and defrauded investors with illegal investment schemes, 8 which they have not done. No, something else prompted Chase Bank to close our accounts, and the most likely reason appears to be the bank's relationships to the technocratic control network that is trying to usher in a one-world totalitarian government. Since our debanking, we've discovered that Chase Bank has several connections to entities that are pushing the Orwellian dystopia that is the Great Reset, both domestically and internationally. Importantly, JP Morgan Chase has been a longtime business partner of Bill Gates, setting up a vaccine investment fund together. So, Chase Bank is at the root of Gates' vaccine profiteering, and has made untold sums from the vaccines Gates is involved with, including mRNA vaccines. Chase Bank has direct ties to domestic censorship hub. For starters, JP Morgan Chase Chief Information Officer Lori Beer became a member of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency's, CISA, newly launched Cybersecurity Advisory Committee in December 2021.9. According to a press release, 10. This advisory committee is tasked with making recommendations to the CISA director on policies, programs, planning and training to enhance the nation's cyber defense. Two of the topics to be tackled by the subcommittee included combating misinformation and disinformation impacting the security of critical infrastructure, and transforming public-private partnership into true operational collaboration. So, what we have here is a bank, JP Morgan Chase, advising a federal agency, CISA, on how to censor Americans and figuring out how to leverage this public-private relationship to ensure the survival of an ever more totalitarian and lawless government. By debanking me, my CEO, CFO, their spouses and children, actually barring them for life, Chase Bank has given people a foretaste of how central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and social credit scores will be used to control us. With that in mind, is it any wonder then that Chase was the first bank to punish by association? Make no mistake, debanking is the weaponization of finance for the purpose of social control. By debanking me, my CEO, CFO, their spouses and children, actually barring them for life, Chase Bank has given people a foretaste of how central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and social credit scores will be used to control us. If you're found to be even loosely associated with a dissenter, the rug that is your financial life will be pulled from under your feet. The desired rest is for people to police each other and shun anyone who doesn't go along with the official narrative. Chase Bank carries water for the censorship industrial complex. Chase is also the only bank represented on CISA's subcommittee on protecting critical infrastructure from misinformation and disinformation. Internal CISA documents obtained from an ongoing lawsuit against the U.S. government shows that a representative of Chase Bank, whose name was redacted, attended the subcommittee's March 1, 2022, meeting 11-12, at which the section chief for the FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force, FITF, warned that subversive information on social media could undermine public support for the U.S. government and that media infrastructure had to be held accountable. 13. The committee members went on to discuss what the government's strategic approach related to misinformation and disinformation ought to be, how best to organize information sharing between the public and private sector, and how to collaborate across channels. We now know that a formalized process was implemented that allowed government officials to log into a special portal where they could flag social media content for removal. 14. The committee also sought to identify entities that had done appropriate social media monitoring for the government. We now have proof that CISA partnered with a censorship consortium called the Election Integrity Partnership, EIP, later rebranded as the Virality Project, to illegally censor Americans. I detailed this relationship in How the Virality Project Threatens Our Freedom. Why was Chase Bank included in a meeting in which they were trying to tease out the best way for government to censor Americans? With everything we now know about CISA's unconstitutional domestic censorship activities, the most likely answer is that the weaponization of finance was part of that plan, and a year and a half later, Chase tested this tactic on my employees and their families. Chase Bank also has direct ties to Bill Gates. As mentioned at the beginning of this article, Chase Bank also has intimate ties to Bill Gates, as well as the notorious pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. These connections link the bank not only to global child sex trafficking enterprises but also to Gates' disastrous vaccine philanthrocapitalism, the hidden eugenics agenda, and the heart of the One World Government cabal, the World Health Organization, which receives most of its funding from the Gates Foundation. As reported by Seamus Bruner, 15, author of Control Oligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, JP Morgan Chase has been one of Gates' most powerful business partners. In 2011, the bank formed an official partnership with Gates called the Global Health Investment Fund, GHIF, 16-17, which sought to profit from the development of vaccines and other health technologies. Investors in GHIF included the Pfizer Foundation, Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, and entities funded by the governments of Sweden, Canada, and Germany. According to Bruner, the GHIF backed mRNA technologies at least 5 years before the COVID-19 pandemic, and at least four of the companies that the GHIF invested in, Automo Diagnostics, Access Bio, Gene Drive PLC, and Universcells, actively work to address the COVID-19 pandemic through efficient diagnostics that help identify and track cases and the application of innovative technologies for vaccine development and manufacturing. In other words, JP Morgan Chase had a direct and financially motivated incentive to collaborate with CISA to censor COVID narrative destroyers like me, and to punish me and my employees for continuing to speak against the narrative even after we'd been successfully buried by Google, deplatformed by every social media out there, and having had our website taken down by hackers and our email servers permanently destroyed. After all that, that's when Chase Bank took action against us, and after learning the bank has been backing mRNA developers for nearly a decade, its actions now make more sense than ever. To them, shutting me up and closing me down was what you would call personal, because my viewpoints pose a clear threat to their investments. Chase supported Epstein's sex trafficking business. Epstein was brought into the partnership by James Staley, a senior Chase Bank executive who managed Epstein's relationship with the bank. Mind you, in 2008, Epstein, facing federal sex crime charges, pleaded guilty to a lesser charge of soliciting prostitution from someone under the age of 18 and served an 18-month sentence in a work release program. 18. Many knew it was a sweetheart deal that hid a far more sordid reality, yet Chase Bank had no qualms about keeping Epstein as a customer. They also maintained accounts for Epstein's victims and managed the flow of money between them, according to the Washington Post. 19. Chase Bank didn't close Epstein's accounts until 2013-20, and even then, the bank still retained an off-the-books business relationship with him that lasted all the way up to his arrest for sex trafficking in 2019. Planet lockdown and the role of banks. As explained by finance expert Catherine Austin Fitz, founder of the Solari Report, the central bankers, most of whom are technocrats, have created a parallel society in which they are above all law and control just about everything, including fiscal policy. Their plan, which is part and parcel of the Great Reset, is to implement a new financial system that will permanently lock their ill-gotten power into place. In short, the technocratic control system and the financial transaction system are one and the same. This new transaction system is the end of currencies, because in this system, you can never take the currency out of the bank and put it in your pocket. You can only conduct transactions digitally, and all transactions must be validated and approved through and by the central bank. Using my personal debanking experience as the example, it should be easy to see how this kind of transaction system can be used as a central control mechanism. When someone steps out of line, their ability to make financial transactions is simply cut off, and there won't even be a human making this decision. Financial punishment for wrongthink and associations with undesirables will be meted out by the artificial intelligence running the social credit system. Knowing this, the options become rather simple. We can have a human civilization, or we can have an inhuman civilization. We can have a financial system where private monopoly controls the printing of money, or we can have a decentralized system founded in sound money. I agree with Fitz, who says she wants to live in a world where the financial printing press has been decentralized, and where we are committed to human civilization, not a transhumanist dystopia run by technocrats steeped in the ideology of eugenics. To make our vision reality, we must push just as hard for decentralization and freedom as the globalists are pushing their Great Reset. That means rejecting all of their convenience offerings, especially as it pertains to banking and surveillance.